Well, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. He'll give us the lowdown now on the forecast for the big holiday weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Pat, the weather forecaster, Pagano.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this lovely morning?
Well, it was, you know, yesterday they had the vintage car parade to kick off the big vintage festival at Lime Rock Park, and it was beautifully sunny and warm in the afternoon. Not hot, warm, because the humidity started to filter out of the air actually probably about noontime yesterday here. I don't know about elsewhere. So it turned into a beautiful day yesterday, and I was out in that afternoon sun for about 2 hours walking around speaking to people, and I got home, and Pat, you know, I was tired because the sun had washed me out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there'll be not a lot of sun today on the cloudy side, but that's one of the reasons why it won't be as hot, 75 to 80, and of course less humid. It'll be cloudy in the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, so not a bad day. 80 degrees, no rain, the forecast. Sunday, cloudy, humid, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. If you get that, it's late in the day. And we're in the middle 80s, and your Labor Day, partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Chance of a late day thunderstorm in the low 90s, and ditto that Tuesday and Wednesday next week.
So that means it's going to be a pretty good Labor Day weekend.
It should be.
Well, weather-wise, I mean, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it really should be. I mean, if you take out the chance of a shower, thunderstorm Sunday and Monday, you know, we're really, really dealing with basically dry weather. Well, hope that's the case for me down at the lake. We have all outdoor shoots tomorrow and Sunday.
Well, you know, people expect, you know, people can put up with an occasional thunderstorm or shower, but on a holiday weekend, what they don't want to put up with is a steady drizzle or a steady rain. They just, you can put up with an occasional shower or thunderstorm.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all there'll be. And I don't even know if I'd go with occasional. I would go with a hit or miss.
Pop up,
right, exactly, Sunday and Monday. Marshall, when I get back with you on Tuesday, you may say to me, you know, Pat? I'll say, yes, Marshall? We didn't get a drop of rain all weekend. And I'll say to you, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Remember, I told you on Friday, maybe not a drop of rain all weekend.
Well, one can hope, you know.
That's all we could do. Yeah, that's all we could do is hope. So that's a scoop there. They moved my ductless AC from upstairs to downstairs. That's working great, by the way.
All right.
So they did a nice job with that. And that's it. I mean, I'm just getting everything ready for tomorrow. You know, all the cameras, the lighting, and all of that stuff that I go through every single year. And we're gearing up.
Are you leaving later today, or are you going tomorrow?
No, tomorrow.
All right. Well, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, wait a minute, it doesn't matter when he leaves. He's almost there where he lives.
Yeah, really.
Compared to what
45 minutes.
You know, it used to be, if you were thinking about this 2 years ago, it would have been, oh, my God, you know, this is the Labor Day weekend. I got to go through traffic. It's gone. Look at how nice your life is.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it is definitely greatly improved as far as that is concerned. There's no doubt about it. Now, all I wish is that the junk that's going on up there at the lake would calm down.
Well, sooner or later it will. Sooner or later.
I don't know. It's still up in the air. But I did make a couple of calls yesterday because, you know, we need that bus for the scene.
Yep.
So, I called a couple of companies. One company, get this, we only need the bus for 2 hours on our property.
Yeah.
And she said to me, okay, she said,
$600.
you have to do a minimum of 4 hours. She said, so with tax and everything, $329. You aren't far off. I'm thinking to myself, boy, that is ridiculous. The company that I initially called never got back to me. So I don't know what the story is there. But then he called back, and the owner, and he said, well, we charge $100 an hour. So I need 2 hours. He goes, well, it's $100 an hour plus tip for the driver. I said, yeah. He goes, well, what are you going to do with this video? And I told him. He said, I would love to come to see the video when you do it at your little house there. He said, you know, and market my company. So I'm thinking to myself, this could be a little bit of a barter deal.
Yeah.
I said, well, let me let you know about that. Because I called a well-known company, Enterprise, to rent a Ford Transit. Yeah. $186 with tax. And you pick it up and you bring it back, but it's nearby. And I don't have to worry about them saying anything to me like, uh-oh, you have to use our driver. Our driver's not covered, you know, on your video, blah, 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 blah. If I rent this, I could do what I want with it until I bring it back. So I'm going to call the other guy back now, and I'm going to wheel and deal with him on Tuesday. I'm going to say, listen, you know, if you're going to give us a hard time about your driver and you're going to charge us $100 an hour, I'm just going to go with Enterprise and see if I could finagle some stuff on Tuesday.
I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I think that's smart, Pat.
That's it. So I'm getting there. I'm getting there slow but sure. But I really hope the weather works out because, truthfully, I'm not overly confident in the forecast. Could it really go bust? I don't think so. I think the only way it can go bust, if you don't get a drop of rain, because I have a couple of shows in there Sunday and Monday. And I think that that could be the way it goes. But we shall see, Marshall. Down by me, I have a better chance. By the way, you go to Jersey this weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, because the further south you go, the better the chance of showers.
Yeah, it's not something that would be tops on my list with on a holiday weekend. To head to Jersey. I mean, it's barely on the top of my list on a normal weekend, never mind a holiday weekend.
Right, right. And I just figured I'd tell you that because, you know, going north, the weather gets better. Going south, the weather gets worse.
Yeah, but, you know, normally a 2-hour and 45-minute trip on a holiday weekend immediately turns into 4 hours one way. Immediately. So that's not one of my favorite things. Now, here's what you should do with this guy that wants.
Yeah.
I would go back to the guy that wants to come and market his company.
Yeah.
Tell him, listen, this is product placement. Do you have a magnetic sign that can go on the side of that bus? We'll make sure that shows up in the movie. We'll put you in the credits in the movie. And we'll give you $100 on top of that. And you can come market your company at the party.
And you have to let us exchange your driver for our driver just for the movie.
Yeah, just have a guy bring. And say the driver that brings the bus there, you'll provide him lunch while he waits around.
Right.
No, really. You could market this product placement, Pat. Come on.
Yeah, I think so. Good idea, Marshall. Huh? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, Marshall is our new publicity manager.
You could try that with Enterprise, too. They might be willing to do it.
I don't know. It's a big company.
Doesn't matter.
Big corporation, yeah.
They're individual franchises.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, product placement. It's like in the movie, what was it, the one with Dustin Hoffman and the Simon and Garfunkel song, about Joe DiMaggio. What movie am I talking about now?
Mrs. Robinson?
Yeah. Plastics. Well, instead of saying plastics is the future, product placement, Pat. Product placement.
Product placement. Okie dokie.
Have a great weekend. I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Thanks, Marshall. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a jacket on the Tri-State Forecast. He thinks I'm kidding. You know, he's got all those people from the lake and the movie and everything like that. He could probably go pretty good with product placement, I would think. Well, we'll see if he does it or not. I bet you it would work out if he did it, though. I bet you the guy would take it in a second. Well, that wraps up the first hour. Hey, Facebook friends, have a great holiday weekend. We will be on the air Monday. We'll see you then. Everybody else, stay with us because we're on the radio. We're streaming live on internet. And we're going to be around for hour number 2 and 3 here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.